Okay, and that ends this activity where you've learned about prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. So in summary, let's just go through the main points. Cells are the basic building blocks of all living things, and there are two main types of cells, prokaryotic and eukaryotic. But within each of those categories are many different subtypes of cells, so that's important to remember going forward. Prokaryotic cells are much smaller and simpler than eukaryotic cells, and the distinguishing features of prokaryotes is that they lack a nucleus and they also lack membrane-bound organelles. These types of cells can only produce asexually through a process known as binary fission. Moving on to eukaryotic cells, eukaryotes are much larger and more complex than prokaryotic cells. Eukaryotic cells have their genetic material stored in the nucleus in the form of linear chromosomes, and eukaryotes also have other membrane-bound organelles such as the mitochondria. And these cells, some reproduce sexually and some reproduce asexually. And finally, there's a theory that known as the endosymbiotic theory that states that eukaryotic cells evolved from prokaryotic cells through the process of endosymbiosis.